No storm that we experience is ever random or trivial or without purpose.
No matter what storms you might be facing in life, there is help and hope in Jesus Christ. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Leslie Leyland Fields describes what Jesus' disciples experienced as they battled stormy waters.
Those 12 men out on the boat in high waters, and they couldn't get home, right? They were fighting the wind and the seas, and they had nothing but their oars. In one of those stories, they were fighting that storm for 9 hours, and yet they were barely moving against the wind and the waves. In the other storm, this second storm, I think, was probably even worse. They nearly sank, which meant they would have died. They didn't have the Coast Guard to come rescue them. They didn't have life jackets.
And remembering that Jesus is with us in the middle of life's storms brings us deep assurance.
Jesus identified himself clearly. He called out to them. He said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." And so these are daily providences that God has given us to hold on to in the midst of the storm. But even when the storm doesn't end, there's still hope and good news. And even in the midst of the coronavirus storm that's going on right now, and that may go on for a while, it may go on for several more months, there's still good news, there's still hope.
Jesus is present in the middle of life's worst storms. And God's word is a very important encouragement and instruction for you in your life and faith. For further help and encouragement in this, go to makingyourlifecount.com.